How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Nurse Tilly. I mean, Tom Allen.
Hello, love.
Happy New Year. How are
you? Happy New Year. Oh, listen. I'm good. I'm very good. I'm ready for the sort of... I've just been to hot yoga.
Oh. Is that, do you have to be hot to go there?
Yeah, you got to. If you're not sexy enough, they ask you to leave.
Sorry, this isn't working for us. You'll have to
go.
You're downward dog.
It's just no. Yes, I've got. Well, I've been to three classes, and I am once again a yogi.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's a nice way to reset, isn't it?
It is, you know, Tom.
I'm trying to do some sort of more reasonable eating at the moment to try and curtail some of my unhealthy eating habits.
I hear where you're coming from, but I had a cheese board for tea last night, so...
Well, I don't know if I've got some sort of intolerance, because I was getting, acid reflux thing.
What, like a baby does?
Basically, yeah. Like, the whole of my throat felt like it was burning at one point. And I
feel like you should be on your mum's lap while she's winding you.
Yes. Well, I was at the time. That's what made it all the more frustrating. It didn't work. So I'm trying not to have as many, you know, the delicious things that I ate all over Christmas. Christmas.
How was your crimbo? We haven't really spoken. Well, we've been on the text, of course.
Well, a lovely time. Really lovely time. Boxing Day was a highlight. We had one side's... one side's kids were with us and the other side's kids. So there were six kids running around.
Lots of children.
And at one point, tobogganing down the stairs on a blanket.
So fun.
Not my suggestion. But yeah, it was lovely. Really, really lovely.
That's so nice.
Yeah, lots of funny moments. Playing games.
Yes.
You know, Articulate was a big one.
Oh, yes. We did Articulate, of course.
Well, you got me into it. You got me into it, Suze.
Well, thank you.
What about you, Suze? What did you get?
We had a really nice Christmas. We've had a lot of visitors, which has been very nice. Oh. But I am going to lock the door now.
Well, it gets like... It is tiring, entertaining. You can't...
It's really tiring. Yeah. No, it's been... No, that I'm being a bitch. It's been really, really lovely. We've had lots of lovely people come and see the house and hang out. And then a few have stayed over. It's been very, very nice. But I tell you what I'm ready for. I'm ready for, like, the year to begin.
That's a nice
way to... Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, I feel like there was a nice break. And I think because of all the bank holidays, it made it that bit longer. For those of us that are lucky enough to have time off. I'm sure there's plenty of people listening that... haven't had as much time
as
us. Yes,
Susie. Yeah, thanks very much. I mean, those poor nurses, how could you?
Well, you're Nurse Tilly today, so you know all about that.
Well, I'm Nurse Tilly, of course. We were delivering babies all over.
Oh, well, I mean, that's the thing. Doesn't stop, does it?
Yeah.
But it was... do you know what I've realised with Christmas? I really romanticise it.
No way.
I really romanticise it. And then what ends up happening is that, like... I sort of envision our Christmas, and in my head it's like a Hallmark film.
Yes.
And then of course it's my family, so it's EastEnders.
Well, I think everybody suffers from that, actually. Yeah, everybody wants to have, like, can't
the
we just have
Christmas.
The perfect Christmas like everybody else, I'm sure, is. But of course nobody else is.
No, of course.
Everybody's like getting a bit snappy, like me and my mum were cooking together and it was all good, but then, you know, like, we would get a bit snappy. Sometimes I'd be in the middle of doing something, like putting a turkey in the oven, and my mum would ask me some questions. And I'd be like, just let me do one thing at a time. And then you could carry that with you, of course, for the rest of the Christmas that you've
And indeed your life.
And indeed live. And it's really, you know, wonderful. But yeah, no, you mustn't beat yourself up. It is perfect.
You know, my dad is going to want to watch the telly. That's just what's happened.
But most people are like that.
Oh, of course.
course. I've got the majority of people are. But in my mind, I'm like, can't we all just have a lovely time and listen to some Christmas music and have a drink in the kitchen? But No.
Well, as soon as I start having a nice time, I get this acid stuff, you know, where I feel like my throat is on fire. Yeah, acid reflux.
Have you tried Gaviscon?
I tell you that Renee. I was absolutely crunching through them. It's chalky goodness. I don't know if it was because I was spending so much time horizontal as well, probably.
I would say so.
Yeah, probably. Because at one point I slept until 3 p.m. Which is quite a lot.
I'm really jealous of that.
Not too easy. It was really nice. And then sort of got up and put on a bit of Miss Marple, original Joan Hickson.
Very nice. I thought you were going to say Gregory Porter, because that's the only thing that's ever on in your house. Gregory Porter, Stephen Sondheim, other sad music.
Rufus Wainwright, also sad. Did you watch the Stephen Sondheim concert?
No, I didn't, but I think I've saved it on the telly.
Yeah, you'll like it. It's very razzmatazzy. Some of it, I was like, okay.
All right, we get the gist.
We get it.
He was brilliant. No, well done.
I did, yeah. It was a bit like that, but no, it was wonderful. But all I want to talk about is Call the Midwife Christmas special.
Oh my God, it was so good, wasn't it, Tom? Didn't you think it was so good?
But what was that rancid piece of shit they were using as a wreath at St. Nutter's house?
Well, listen, I think that,
it's like
a twig tied up. They're nuns, aren't they? You know, it's about a life of sort of abstinence and about a life of...
abstinence. They couldn't even afford a bit of holly to ding around it, but they had a tree that was so big it couldn't even fit up to the ceiling.
Well, Tom... If you're going to pick holes in my favourite TV programme, I don't think we should do a midwife review.
I'm not picking holes in it, Suze. Please, I would never do that. But then the husband who smashed up the doll's house.
Yeah.
Well, so that other one, the rich one, he's so smug, isn't he? Tilly's husband.
Her name's not Tilly, it's Trixie, but I know who you mean.
Yeah, and she's coming on the Virgin Radio show on Friday.
You're joking me. Helen George is
coming.
She married a guy called Jack Ashton, who used to play the priest in Call the Midwife, who I went to drama school with. No biggie.
So do you keep in touch with him? Are you in touch with him?
We're in touch on Facebook.
Well, that's lovely. So his name's John Ashton.
Jack.
I can't remember anybody's name today, can
I? No,
Nurse Tilly. Nurse Trixie, she's always lording up around Poplar, isn't she, Trixie? Getting out of the jag, like just been to like, where did she go? Pontefrinto or wherever she went to in Italy for ages.
Yeah, but that's because the actress was having a baby. What do you want her to do?
Well, like maybe she could just go to like another hospital South End or something. Like, did she have to go to like jet setting off to the south of France while everybody else is like, you know, got typhoid in Poplar?
Well, Tom, you know, several people have typhoid in Bromley and you fanny about going off to nice countries, don't you?
Well, maybe. I don't know how many people wearing have your typhoid here. Yes, I know. But what I wanted to ask is, Suze, how did the rich bloke, Trixie's fella, how does he get the doll's house? The dad couldn't get it. He got it secondhand, got the doll's house secondhand.
Well, I suppose he just went to a shop and bought one.
No, because the shops were closed. That was the problem.
Maybe he had one indoors.
What, he had a doll's house just knocking about?
Well, yeah, he's got a son.
No, that wouldn't have happened back then. That wouldn't have happened. I'm telling you.
What, as in a son couldn't have a doll's house because roles were so...
They were so gendered back then.
Okay. I know the lady that played the pregnant mum, who was the wife of the alcoholic man.
Oh, yeah.
Liz White. We met. Clang. She's about to drop in some lovely charity work that she's done. Oh. I used to do deliveries for a place called the Hygiene Bank. I know. What a ledge. And Liz used to store it all and help organise it in her garage when we both lived in Southeast London. Ooh. And I walked in and I was like, I recognise you. And she was a returning character from Call the Midwife. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'm an actress. And I was like, all right. And then obviously I Googled her.
Of course.
And then, of course, the next time I saw her, I was like, I'm so sorry. Were you in Call the Midwife? And I behaved like she was maybe, you know, the most famous person in London, which, of course, to me.
To you, she is, Suze. You mustn't feel bad
about
that.
Great actress, lovely person. There you go. I've said it.
What? Like the Vanessa Redgrave bits at the end.
Yes, go on. Alice has a lot of questions about these.
Sometimes they don't really add up.
Right, okay, so Alice has wondered whether Vanessa Redgrave has just done a job lot of them and they make it work around.
I think they just pick out some buzzwords and play them all in. Miracles, you must take care of your miracles because once love...
Why are you singing it?
Because that's how Vanessa Redgrave sounds.
It's more like, it's good to find... your miracles.
They must.
And you can
be
find
treasured.
Them even in Bobbler. This is a really bad episode for anyone that hasn't seen the Call the Midwife special. And they've had long enough. They've had long enough.
They've
That's
had
it.
Long
there you go.
Enough.
I've said
it. We're not, no spoiler alert. It all worked out all right in the end, didn't it?
It
worked
did,
out.
Yeah.
And the what else was happening as well? Was it the Christmas show? There was, wasn't there? There was the Christmas
there was
show.
There's always a Christmas show.
There's a Christmas show, and there was some funny moments, some touching moments, lots of lovely touching moments.
Yeah,
and
not like that though.
No, not like that. And I was all being cynical, and then of course by the end I was crying.
Yeah, of course
I cried at the end. Of course I did.
But have you watched the first episode of the new series?
Yes, and I nearly text you to say,
oh my God, there's lezzers.
I nearly texted it. I bet you're loving this, aren't you? Terminally ill lesbians. That's right up your street.
Terminally ill lesbian, right up my street.
Right, palliative care, lovely. I bet you were enjoying all of that. But my mum.
Well, do you know what? Actually, I did find it very touching, Tom. I think
yeah,
it was very
I bet you
touching.
Did. I bet you
and
did.
And you know what? We hear a lot about your type. We don't get so much of my type.
I know. Well.
So I was delighted. I was delighted to see a couple of lezzers having some palliative care.
I have seen some palliative care talking about their prisms and how they met.
That's not a euphemism.
That's not a euphemism, everybody. And how they met in the desert or something. And she had a...
In the Land Army, not the desert. Well, Tom, were you even watching the show?
Oh, I was and I wasn't. I was more mesmerised that the non-dead lesbian was from the House of Elliot.
Oh, you love that show, don't you?
Well, I haven't seen that actress for years.
I don't think a character name is non-dead lesbian. IMDb.
That's what she was.
Non-dead lesbian. I thought she had a nice little neckerchief.
I thought,
a time will come when that's right for me.
Mum said, I knew she was a lesbian because she answered the door wearing trousers.
I knew it straight away. That's the thing. I've always said it about your mum. She's got a fantastic gaydar.
But she said women didn't wear trousers back then.
Well, there you go.
Mum remembers.
I know, because I was on the phone to my mum and she went, wait, you've called during Call the Midwife. And I said, oh, we're going to watch it tomorrow because we're currently doing a Happy Valley marathon, which is a bleak marathon to
do. We went from palliative care lesbians... Call the policewoman. Yeah. In Happy Valley. With all that.
Oh, isn't Sarah Lancashire good though?
Because I thought she was so good in that Julia. And then
of course, yes, we both love that.
We love that. And I couldn't get
Oh my God,
Julia.
Has this become like a TV podcast?
Yeah, basically.
Oh my God, it's so good for us.
And it's sort of got a sort of like queer bent on it. Mrs.
Oh, Tom, if me and you are talking, there's a queer bent on it.
There's a queer bent.
Is it a queer bent or a bend? Or can it be either?
I think it's bent, but I'm not sure. I am not.
Can the name of the podcast please be I Think It's Bent?
Is it bent?
Yeah, that's a bleakathon, isn't it? It's phenomenal, I think.
It's phenomenal. But I kept thinking it was Julia Child who was the policewoman walking around.
Yeah, that's
Happy
not.
Valley.
Well, she was going to go, the chicken!
The chicken!
Oh, please!
What you got to do?
It's cock a van!
Yeah. Bon appetit!
Yeah, that's not the same.
It's not.
She
the
is
same.
Remarkable as Julia Child.
Oh, she's
thing.
Wonderful, isn't she? I remember when she was in Coronation Maybe. Street.
Well, Tom, we know do. You're nearing 40.
I remember them all. I remember when it was still in black and white.
Of course you do.
No, I don't, actually.
He does, actually.
But, no, Happy Valley I enjoyed because I've not watched it before.
It's really good.
He looks so different, doesn't he, with his long hair and his beard. Looks awful, doesn't he?
Who, James Norton?
James Norton.
Yeah, he's a baddie that's very handsome, isn't he?
Yeah. But it's very
So mum rang me.
Oh, yeah, she
rang. She
was
like, are you watching Call the Midwife? And I said, no, we're doing a Happy Valley marathon. Mm. And she went, oh, you're going to love this week's one. And then, of course, the moment I put it on and I saw a woman in trousers, I thought, well, here we are. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, dyke.
And, of course, they do love bell ringing as well. So,
well, of course.
Of course.
Tis like people.
Yes.
Anything
yes.
else you watch over the crimbo?
Well, I just wanted to go back to that lesbian storyline for one moment.
Sorry,
if I may.
Please.
Because I thought there was a bit of heavy exposition going on when the when
Thomas
the midwife
does again feel like a critique, and I'm not loving that.
Well, I've got to speak to Helen George on Friday, so I mustn't say anything rude. No, but
no,
I just thought,
when you speak to Helen George, do say, are you aware of the work of Susie Ruffle? She's a huge fan.
She's a huge fan, and we talk almost exclusively about your work on.
I did a. Very jokingly, obviously, but the Call the Midwife music was on and I decided to do a contemporary dance around the living room.
Have you put that on your TikTok?
And Alice literally said, it's only a matter of time before you make me film that for your Instagram, isn't it?
Why haven't you? Because of the success of TikTok Zoom music. No, what was it? Zoom music? What was it?
Skype. That old girl.
That was such a phenomenon for you. This is the natural... And I feel like a whole series
of... on TikTok?
Every time I upload something, it gets like 8 views. Alfie gets 1.5 million on his...
Sorry?
Alfie gets 1.5 million.
What's he up to?
Lego and that.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, not me. Too young. But what I wanted to say is, when the nurses are sat around in the bed, they were suddenly having this, like... They were very clued up on, like, all the legislation. They were like, do you think... Will they make it legal for lesbians at one point, like they did with the gays? And like, no, well... And then Trixie pipes in, of course she does, going, oh, no, well, it's never been illegal to be a lesbian. And then someone... And I was like, why do you all know about this stuff? It doesn't add up. It's just... You're just filling in info, which I suppose is the role of dialogue in some parts, but...
I would say that you don't know what Trixie was doing when she was away in France. Part of it might have been to do with some sort of legislation around the decriminalisation of homosexuality. And you don't know
what that
she wasn't
character,
doing that.
What that character's done. Also, what I find with Trixie is, she's a character who's written with, like, she doesn't understand apostrophes. So she she talks like, I will come through, I will be coming through to you shortly. I will forthwith, and she never abbreviates anything. I should rather be in the sitting
room. Oh, yes, because she's very posh, isn't she?
She's so posh.
She's so posh.
She's very posh all the time. Is she posh in real life?
I don't know. I've never met her. I wouldn't know what to say to a Call the Midwife reg. Surely at some point, surely this is the year that I get a job being some sort of midwife.
Have you written to them? Have you written
no,
to them?
No, but Tom, I don't think that... Does that really work? Can you write to someone and say, look, I'm a huge fan.
How are they going to know that you want to be there?
Well, I'm just hoping that the lady that writes it listens to this.
It's a good news story for them, a bit of PR for their Christmas special. They'll be filming the Christmas special before you know it.
Well, yeah, that's probably already done. No. Surely Dr. Turner needs a lesbian doctor.
Dr. Turner, the lesbian's here for you.
She's wearing slacks.
I knew she was a lesbian because she's wearing slacks. And then I knew, yeah, I needed a lesbian assistant because that's how the doctor talks, Dr. Turner. Yeah. Well,
the problem
dear.
Is with typhoid. We're just trying our best.
You must take the tablets.
Yeah.
I brought you the tablets you needed. So there's that. That would be. But you'd be great. Maybe just as an extra that would develop.
Whoa.
Okay.
No, I'm not an extra. I'm not an extra, Tom.
What about someone who pops into the shop and buys some fags? Oh, Reggie. And also the lady who...
Why have I got that voice?
No, that was the man Reggie. Behind. That was the man behind the counter. Oh, come on,
I'll have
Reggie.
Some fags.
What Poplar needs is a show to cheer everybody up.
Yeah. And then, of course, I'd sing.
And then
do a tap dance.
You come
or
in again.
Yeah. It could be very meta and I could do my contemporary performance of their music.
No, that's exactly what you should do, because I think around about this time, like in the East End, there would have been like low-key like dance collectives emerging.
Low-key contemporary dance?
Pina Bausch, probably. Yeah.
Pina Bausch.
Pina Bausch, probably. Yeah, something like that. They got the dancers up the road.
They probably just hire a dancer.
No, you've got the physique, Suze.
Thanks, Tom. I really led you down that road.
The woman who's married to Reggie...
No, Reggie's the son.
Oh, sorry, not the son. Sorry, the what's he called?
Her, Val.
Val reminds me of my nan. She's got the same, like, nan. My nan had that hair.
Nan hair?
She's got that nan hair.
Was she like, quite, like, into the community as well? Like, knowing what everyone's going on and what everyone's doing. And no, you will not do that, mister.
She would be a bit like that, yeah. She would be a bit like that.
I can't paint my shop that colour.
Yeah, she would be a bit like that, but with an Irish accent. Yeah, yeah.
I can't paint my shop that colour.
Yes, she was Kenneth Branagh in Belfast.
More marvellous. Should we have some listener correspondence?
Oh, I'd like that, Suze. I'd love to hear from everybody.
Of course. Okay, here we go. Dear Susie and Tom, Happy New Year and warmest felicitations. Is that the word?
Felicitations?
Thank you.
Warmest
fellatio to you both. It's not. It's the one that you said. How kind. I recently discovered your podcast and have binged every episode from the beginning over a 3-month period, which came as a big finish when I listened to your most recent podcast, first thing on New Year's Day. What a brilliant way to kickstart my 2023. Oh. I'm also a like-minded friend in his mid to late 30s.
Congrats.
It has been so refreshing and surprisingly encouraging to hear you both reflect and speak honestly of your experiences growing up different and more fabulous than your peers, as many of us do.
Well, it's a blessing and a curse, I've found.
Indeed.
Sorry.
Oh, we haven't talked about your hats. We'll get onto that in a minute.
Oh, plenty of time.
Especially at a time when it was all a bit weird for us, figuring out who we were, surrounded by the piss poor representation in the media at the time, homophobic bullying, Section 28, and all that bollocks. I've had a thoroughly enjoyable time listening to all your stories, your advice to listeners, your charm, your wit, but most of all, your incredible friendship. It's all fake. Thank you for sharing that magic with us all. It's been a rather intense 3-month relationship I've had with both of you. I feel I've got to know you very well in a very short space of time, with lots of back-to-back dates. It's going to take some adjustment to move on to just weekly catch-ups. Now, I've binged all of your previous episodes, but I've ordered Tom's book to help fill in the gaps.
Oh, bless you for that.
And I hope to be seeing you live in the near future. Susie, I simply have to request a shout-out for Emsworth. Tom, do you know Emsworth?
No, I don't, not
it's
yet.
It's down the road from Mum and Dad's in Hailing Island, you know.
Oh,
my dad's best friend John lives there. Oh. I live in Emsworth Yacht Harbour.
Well, that sounds posh.
In one of those houses on stilts that were built in the 1960s, which looks like an elevating shipping container. Beautiful during the summer, but a bit of a bitch in the winter. No gas heating. And they shake in heavy winds. Bloody hell. Anyway, I get very excited when you talk about home ties to Hailing Island, which I can see from my balcony.
Oh, he's got a balcony, ladies and gentlemen.
He's got a balcony. Oh, Tom, I'm going to put this picture that he sent
in the chat.
I think it in the chat, because I think where he lives is, I love this.
This is right up our street, is it?
It's right up our boulevard, you know.
Right up our harbour arm.
Have a look at that.
Oh my God.
Don't you love it? I love it.
That's amazing.
Right?
I've never heard of those buildings. It looks like it's a sort of wonderful futuristic cube in the middle of this kind of Teletubbies like paradise. It's like all the natural. Wow.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Wow. Trust a gay.
You're both very welcome for a summertime glass of Pimm's.
Oh, yeah, I'd go for that.
On the balcony, looking at the view. Much love to you both, and may 2023 bring you joy and success. Who's joy?
Success.
The fuck is joy?
Oh, and you've sent me another one here. Click to open.
It's also from Matt.
Different angles. Do you know those houses, Suze?
No, I've never seen them, but I'm obviously going to. I've also noticed that he's got his car parked underneath it.
Oh, wow.
Well, look at that. That is lovely.
Wow. That is lovely, actually, isn't it?
That is lovely.
Like, because I know modern architecture gets a bit of a bad rap, but some of it can be a bit ugly. I will say that. But I think at the same time, like, that 60s, 70s stuff is often so optimistic and so kind of beautiful. Don't you? Do you like it, Suze?
Yes, I love it. I love it.
I like the sort of the thought that went into it. I like that. What I don't like is when things don't look like they've had a lot of thought into them. But that looks so
absolutely
perfect.
Could agree more.
Oh, imagine sitting on that balcony watching the swans go by.
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, we'd get pissed, yeah.
Wouldn't we get shit-faced and put the world to rights? Right, Tom, we've got a problem from Tasha, and I actually don't really know how we can help, but let's share. Dear Susie and Tom, long-time listener, third time hopeful correspondent. I'm so sorry we've not read your letter yet, Tasha.
Sorry. The inbox has been bulging, actually. We've had to...
Tom, come on. I hope you had a fabulous Christmas in your respective new homes with all the trimmings and plenty of festive gaiety. I'm in desperate need of your wise counsel and sage advice. I have a difficult decision to make and only the two of you are able to help.
Oh my goodness.
For my 40th birthday last year, I received two tickets to see Tom in Cheltenham in May 2023. I was overjoyed, although not surprised, as I had requested, okay, demand them. So far, so wonderful. Now, just for Christmas, I realised Susie was finally coming to a gorgeous venue in Bristol, so I snapped up four tickets for me and some work colleagues. Well done, me.
Well done.
However, as I slowly wake up from my Bailey's-induced festive coma, my partner has gently pointed out that both gigs are on Sunday the 21st of May, 2023. How could this happen? What are the chances?
Are they? I
didn't know that. Equidistance between Cheltenham and Bristol in a lovely town called Wootton-under-Edge, just on the edge of the Cotswolds. You both love it here. So both locations are easy to access. How do I choose? Please send help. Yours in trust. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Tom, I don't know what to suggest. What can we suggest to Tasha?
Well, what I find more confusing is why she's going to such polarised... Did you say Cheltenham or Chelmsford?
Cheltenham.
Cheltenham and Bristol.
So she lives equidistance between the two in the, near the Cotswolds.
Sorry, I thought it was Chelmsford. I'm suddenly thinking of Essex. That's a toughie, isn't it?
It's a real toughie, Tom.
What about if... What about...
You see, the first half of my show...
Yeah.
Jump in the car.
Jump in a helicopter.
Make the last 20 minutes of Tom's.
Well, what about if the work colleagues...
Go to mine.
Go to yours. And then she comes to mine, and then... You're going to be in Cheltenham, though.
I don't think I am, actually. I don't know if I've got Cheltenham in. And then get in touch with me if you can come to another show.
Or vice versa.
And I'll chuck you a ticket.
Or vice versa.
There you go.
You choose and we'll work it out.
You choose. That's difficult, isn't it? Now we've put it back on her. You make a decision, Tash.
You make a decision.
Tasha.
And we'll find a date for you to come to another show.
Now... We're coming to the end of the podcast. Tom, it's our first one of the new year. Anything you'd like to share?
I've been wearing a lot of hats. I wore a bowler hat yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Tom, let's just briefly talk through the hats.
I think you mentioned
on the podcast that you had a top hat specially made for you.
Yes.
And then, of course, you fell into a sea of hats.
A sea of hats, like Scrooge McDuck, like swimming in hats. And I decided I've got to wear the bowler hat, and I feel a bit like, is it a bit silly? Like, is it a drawing? Like, does it look a bit attention seeking to wear something so sort of unusual? But then I'm like, I do like them, and why shouldn't I? Because if I don't wear them, then somebody else will. Like, if Harry Styles wore it, everyone would be like, wow, he's so cool.
Yes, I totally agree. You've just got to do it.
You've got to do it.
And then you can always say that thing. Do people still wear hats from...
Well, you'll really enjoy that in the Sondheim thing.
Exactly. Is it Patti LuPone?
No, actually, Bernadette Peters is involved.
Oh, I love her.
And
have you watched Tick, Tick, Boom?
No, not yet. I know I should.
Yeah, you've got to watch that. Yeah, it's really good.
Is it a bit sad, though?
It's a bit sad, yeah. But it's great. It's really... I mean, it's very sort of musical.
Mm.
Andrew Garfield. Simply brilliant.
Lovely hair.
Lovely hair, lovely man.
Suze, what have you got?
Yours is about wearing more hats, that's sure.
Yeah, so I thought I'm just going to wear it. I'm wearing it.
Good for you. I think a bowler hat is a good thing.
Because
then
you're
just someone that wears hats. It's fine.
Yeah, I just wear hats.
The first time people see you, they'll be like, oh, that's a different thing. That's a hat. And then the next time they'll be like, oh yeah, Tom just wears a hat.
He wears a hat sometimes. It keeps the chill off. I mean, I've been wearing my trilby one. I've been enjoying it.
You've got to wear your bowler one.
So I've got to wear the bowler.
I prefer the bowler one.
Do you, Suze?
I love it, yeah. I think it's very... But of course, I love cabaret.
I was going to say it's very Sally Bowles. Yeah,
but I know, I love it.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you.
Am I sharing anything?
Yes,
I'm just not putting too much pressure on myself.
Oh, good. Best way.
The thoughts are creeping in. I was saying to our lovely producer, Emma, before the recording, it's that thing when you're freelance where you go, oh God, I can't wait for a break. And then the moment you get a break, you're like, oh my God, I've had time off. Is my career over? Is everything stopping? Oh God, oh God.
But, Suze, do you know what? I think it's actually that the brain, we're so used to filling our brain with stuff because maybe an anxious disposition. And then once we have the space to rest, which is important, our brain does things like, well, fill the space with more worries.
Yes, exactly.
There must be something to worry about. And I think it's all like a primal thing of like protecting
survival.
Ourselves. Survival. Yeah, survival. but surviving. It's not needed.
I'm a survivor. I'm gonna be. Oh, I was planning on singing "Where Did You Get That Hat" to you earlier. I forgot it. I almost sent it as a voice note. Where did you get that hat? Where did you get that hat?
Oi.
Little number for you. Mm. Boy. Right, well, we'll see our listeners next week, won't we, Tom?
We will speak to them next week, Suze. And if you listen before Friday, I'm speaking to Helen George on Virgin Radio.
Huge.
Suze, if you want to come in, you're very welcome to.
Can I? Can I come in and interview her? Can I be like, shut the fuck up, Tom? So, you know, in that episode where you did this.
And I'll be doing my Mrs. Turner impression.
I think she'll love it.
Dr. Tina Turner. the children need their gifts. He talks.
But sometimes
slowly.
The gift is the time that we give one another.
So the gift is the miracles of the love that we must nourish to share. We are.
Okay, we've
miracles.
Gone too weird, I'd say. I'd say we've gone too niche on the niche.
Well, you don't need to hear
that's
it.
Us.
You don't need to watch
did
it.
Did you watch it now, do you?
You know what happened. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Nurse Crane's car? It's beautiful, that one with the Tudor beams on it.
Oh, yeah,
it's
really nice.
The blue. Oh, it's gorgeous, isn't it?
It's really nice.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Get yourself a vintage car now you've got a bowler hat.
Oh, then people would, then the local children would really shout things.
Yeah. Vintage, you need to buy a vintage car and a new laptop, Tom. You've got to do it.
One extreme to the other. Okay. All right, I'll do it. Okay, well.
Have a lovely week.
Okay,
and I'll be in touch. If I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
Oh, you bet. You bet. You will. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. 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 Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian. And someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.